this time I'm going to talk about my dreams. So I see really interesting dreams. Sometimes I fly in my dreams. Sometimes I have wings. Sometimes I see futuristic dreams. So my last dream was about a city. So this city was built on railways. The buildings, the parks, all of them were built on railways. Like, you know, it was built on a rail. So the city could be moved from one place to another. And it seemed my dad was like kind of like a mayor. So he owned the city. And then me and my girlfriend were planning to move to this city. And so my dad didn't like the idea, and then he wanted to move the city from that location to somewhere else. And in this particular dream, I could fly. So I asked my girlfriend, I said, jump, like, you know, jump on my back and we'll fly and, you know, we'll get into a house before my dad starts to move the city. Then she says, no, I don't want it, I'm afraid. And I had to sort of like, you know, encourage her, sort of force her to, you know, to go with me. But just before, like, you know, we decided to go, so my dad started to move the city, and you know, it was fast. So the city just moved at an instant, and we were kind of late. And so she jumps on my back, and then if you have ever seen Iron Man, you know he's got propulsions, like, you know, like this, like propulsions from his hands so he can fly. So my hands were like, they had like a magnetic field, like it was sort of like, it was anti-gravity, so it could help me fly. So my girlfriend got on my back, and I couldn't do like Superman because, you know, I needed my hands. And then so we flew from where we were to the location of the city, where my dad moved the city to. So we landed at an airport, and the city had an airport, and it seemed people knew us, like they kind of knew we were, like, you know, I was the son of, let's call my dad mayor, and then she's my girlfriend, so they welcomed us. And then my girlfriend said she wanted to see the city. I said all right, so we took off, right? And then we were checking the houses looked really different. They had like, they were like three-story houses, and then they weren't really high, they were like as if it was like just one story, but somehow they were like three stories. And then they were built in a way that, like, you know, they were like, it was very efficient, you know, like basically you had a room, you had a kitchen, and then they were like, you know, designed in a way like you wouldn't have to move around much, and then you didn't need much space. And then the materials they used for, like, you know, construction of those buildings were basically not harmful to the environment. And then, you know, everywhere was green. It was just like you could sense, like, you know, nature and, you know, human civilization, you know, was in, like, you know, we're in peace, you know. And then so we were checking the houses. Of course, I was flying and my girlfriend was on my back. And then so we finally found a nice house, and it was close to the airport. So just because my dad was the mayor of the city, sort of the owner, we could get any house. So we decided to get that one. And then we went back to the city, to the airport, and I woke up. So this is the kind of dream I see. I mean, I've been seeing different dreams, like interesting dreams, very interesting dreams, since I was 7 years old. Again, it's one of my dreams. So about 6 years back, I saw this dream. I had this dream. So in my dream, we live like in a different planet. On a different planet, sorry. I don't have the best English, but I'm doing my best. So we lived on this planet, and the planet was like the whole planet was like a desert. So, you know, the houses were made of like red bricks, and you know, it was like sand-ish. And we were part of a force, like, you know, we were like police officers. So let's call it force. So we were part of a force of people who could fly. So, and we were called spears. And, you know, we had thin body, we had wings, we had like, our face was like a beak. And then, so we were to watch over the city. That's my dream, I'm not making this up. So we were to watch over the city. And then, so I was flying. And I was their chief, so I was chief commander, yeah. And then, so we had different, like, you know, just regular folks. And then in our town, we had this wizard, like a witch kind of wizard. I don't know, like, I couldn't tell its gender, so it was perhaps something like a hermaphrodite. And then, so this person was doing some magic, and, you know, this person had been, like, you know, in the dream, like, you know, what, like, because it feels real, so it was like as if this person has been trying to invent something for many years, and it was to destroy us. So basically this magician or wizard was working on something, like he would draw something on a paper and turn it into a real animal, like, let's say he was drawing a lion, but the lion would have no soul, no soul and no inner organs, just like, you know, like a skin of it, you know, just the skin of it, no eyes, nothing. So it would be under complete control of that wizard. So of course we never believed in this, and then we were like, oh, come on, leave him alone, you know, do not jail him or anything, he's not going to be harmful, nobody can do that. So I was away, and, you know, like in your dream, you know what's happening, even if you're not there. So I was seeing like the village was being raided by his creations, and my, say, soldiers were being killed by them. And because I was like, I mean, when you, in that dream, like if you were chief commander, so you were basically the strongest spear. And I was the strongest spear, and I could fly the fastest. So I flew to the town, and then I started to fight with them. But these beings, these creations, were very super strong. They were very, very strong. And then, you know, they started to, you know, like kill so many of my men and then people. And then eventually I was the last guy standing. And then the town was built like it was built right next to a mountain, and the mountain was not like, you know, like a mountain we know, it was just like a skyscraper. It was just straight all the way up there, like kilometers high. And then so they basically cornered me under that mountain, so I was cornered. And then they said, and apparently in this dream I had a girlfriend, so they said, if you try to run away, we will find your girlfriend and we will kill her. And I was thinking, I was like, well, if these guys capture me, they'll kill me anyway, and then they'll find my girlfriend and they'll kill her. So basically, they'll kill us. So I said, maybe if I run away from them, I could save my girlfriend. And apparently in this dream, my wings could create wind. So I started to open my wings. So it started to create some wind and then some pressure, like it was creating pressure, like, you know, it was like as if it was anti-gravity. And then so they were like, you don't want to do something stupid, I said. And I was thinking, I was like, you know, if I stay, they'll kill me and find my girlfriend and kill her too. So I took off. When I took off, like, if you know Flash, the speedster, you know how fast he goes. So I was that kind of guy at that moment, but I could fly. So I took off, like, you know, real fast, and I was just like, it was blazing fast. And so I took off, and then I woke up. It was a nice dream. So I've been seeing many dreams like this, like so many dreams that, like, for so many times I thought I could turn them into, you know, books or, I don't know, something. And the latest one, the one I told you, like, about right before the last dream. I mean, the moving cities, I'm really thinking of turning that into a book. Because, I mean, it's such a unique idea, and like my hands, like being anti-gravity, you know, flying that way. It was just a unique idea, a really unique one. Like, you know, I didn't see a movie about that or anything. So I plan on doing that one, and so that's it. I plan on turning that in the book. Like, of course, come up with a plot and, you know, turning it into a nice story. I'll start writing soon. So if you're seeing dreams like this, you know, if your dreams are as creative as, you know, I'm sure they could be more creative than mine, but, you know, if they're creative, perhaps we share, you know, humans do share. Anyways, I'm just sleepy here. But what I'm trying to say is that dreams are, I mean, they feel as, like, you know, as real as real life. I mean, when you're there, you don't think it's a dream. You're really seeing, like, you know, actual stuff. You're touching, you're feeling it, you're eating it, eating some stuff. So it feels real. And I hope you're seeing amazing dreams. So that's it for this week. Thanks for listening to my podcast. I know I'm starting to do podcasts, and I hope I get better. Ciao.